Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Are you well?
I am wonderful. Thanks very much.
Now, I'm going to be going into a gunge tank later on for a thing called Swipe TV. It's a new kids program in RTÉ. And I mentioned this earlier, I've never been gunged before, attacked, and I know it, I've seen it down through the years. So can you help me in my preparation?
Oh, well, I suppose back in 1994, I'm going to show my age now, Noel's house party was very popular on the BBC television. I lived in Birmingham at the time.
Yes.
And I worked in a bar nearby where they sent this phone box around the country, and the first place it was in was Birmingham. In Centenary Square there in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So I was watching the TV and the code came up that you had to get off the actual show, the live show, and then I ran up again the code to the purse. And they had this phone box that you get in, yeah, and you play a game called Number Cruncher. You had to match the numbers that Noel had on his show. And if you didn't, you got gunged. And lo and behold, I wasn't good at the game, so I ended up getting gunged.
And were you gunged on live television?
Yeah.
And were you the first person to be gunged?
Well, I was the first person on Noel's house party to be gunged.
Wow, congratulations. I mean, honestly, Finbar, I didn't know I was going to be dealing with television history here today.
Well, it was the first time that Number Cruncher game was on Noel's house party. Yeah. So it was the first time in Birmingham. I was in Birmingham at the time.
That's so fun. I mean, I probably saw that. Noel's house party was phenomenal television. They just...
Well, if you YouTube a barman getting gunged, you'll see it.
I'm writing it down. Barman getting... what bar were you working in?
It was called back then it was called the Grapevine.
Yeah.
It was just in the city centre there in Birmingham.
Okay, so when were you sitting or standing?
Standing.
You're standing in this telephone booth type thing, which is exactly what I'll be doing later on. And then you get it wrong. And were you nervous? Were your shoulders all hunched up in anticipation or what?
Well, when I didn't win the game, he said, well, I've got a surprise for you anyway. And then just all this liquid stuff started coming from the top of the phone box. And I was picking it out of my ears for months.
And what is the stuff that comes out as a matter of interest?
I never actually asked. I never got around to ask what it was. I think it was a lot of different types of colouring, and I'm not 100% sure what it was.
Yeah, I should probably do some more research on this. So hang on, barman getting guns, is it?
Yeah, it'd be on YouTube.
G-U-N-V-E-D. Okay, I'm just looking up there to see barman getting guns. Barman getting, he's called Barry on the clip. Okay, you're called Barry.
That's it, yeah.
Barry. Okay, that doesn't come up under that for barman gunge. Hang on. I want to get this so I can see it and in preparation. Oh, there it is, Barry. Yeah, Number Cruncher. There you are. 1994, it's going back a bit.
It is, yeah.
There's young you, Finbar.
That's young me, yeah.
What are you doing now? Just watching Noel Edmonds is talking to you on a phone and you're on a phone in the phone box.
Yeah, he's basically explaining the game to me, what I had to do. I had to punch in the numbers and match it to the numbers he had.
Okay, I'll flash forward there to the actual filth. Did it take long to clean up, by the way? Because I've brought a spare shirt in this morning.
They actually paid for the dry cleaning, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
So that was your moment.
Yeah, well, I brought us down to the show. They brought myself and my partner at the time down to the show the following weekend as well, you know. So.
There you are. You've just got gunged. Okay, so it's purple and pink and it's... oh, no. It's everywhere. Oh, God, I should have brought more than a spare shirt. And it just keeps coming. Now you're putting your face up into it.
I know.
Are you scarred? Do you have, post-traumatic stress disorder from that?
I have a few nightmares now and again.
Every time you go into a paint shop or something, your nerves probably get a little bit antsy. So that was it. Okay, good. Well, that gives me a bit of prep work on that. Any tips?
Don't look up.
Yeah, could you imagine that? You know, did you get a prize or anything for your troubles?
No, we got a weekend away down to the actual show the following week.
Okay, so that's not bad.
They brought us to the show and we were on the show. He actually interviewed me on the show live as well that day as well.
All right, okay, so you've got plenty of form with Noel Edmonds. Did you, you're back in Ireland now, are you?
Oh yeah, I have been for the last, since I came back to Ireland in 96.
All right, okay, so I was soon after that. And are you in the bar trade still or did you move on to something
else? No, I'm in sales. I've been in sales for the last 15 years now, so I work for a company called Costa Systems.
Yeah.
We supply our specialised in EPOS systems, electronic point of sale.
And life is good?
Yeah, great, great. Four lovely children, married. Oh.
So it all works out. Gunge or no gunge, it all works out.
That's it.
Finbar, you're a good sport. Thanks for the prep work. I appreciate your time this morning.
You're more than welcome,
Ryan. All right, take it easy. Thanks a million.
Take care. Bye.